Why, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to an episode of Demimonde Paranormal Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Tori, from Demimonde Paranormal, and I bid you all welcome, both new and old listeners, to Demimonde Paranormal Podcast. In tonight's episode, we will be talking about some of the most haunted and spooky woodlands, forests, and state parks from all around the world. I hope you guys enjoy this list that I composed for y'all. And right before we dive into tonight's haunted forest, let me ask y'all a question. Have you ever visited a patch of wilderness that you believe to be haunted, or any open area, whether that be woods or a lake or some patch of nature that had a really ominous vibe to it that you could not put your finger on? If you would like to share your stories with Demimonde Paranormal, feel free to join us on Facebook.com and as well as Anchor here on our podcast platform. So, without any further ado, let's dive right into tonight's episode. Lake Crescent has always been a site of several mysterious disappearances and accidents over the years. But have you guys ever heard of the chilling tale of the Lady in the Lake? In 1940, two fishermen discovered an unusually well-preserved body floating on the surface of this 12-mile-wide lake. Now, deep water chemicals had turned her skin hard and waxy, but her face wasn't recognizable. Now, due to dental records that helped identify the body, this woman was named Hallie Latham Illingworth, and she was a woman who had vanished from nearby Port Angeles all the way back in 1937. Hallie had worked at a tavern when she met her third husband, but since the beginning of his marriage, things were bleak, and she would routinely show up to work with bruises and black eyes. When she disappeared 6 months into their marriage, her husband claimed she had run off to Alaska with a sailor. Now, this lake is located in Olympic National Park, Washington, USA. So, in regards to Hallie, ropes tied around Hallie and marks on her body eventually helped authorities convict her husband of her murder. But he had only served 9 years for her murder. However, since then, ghost sightings are common among visitors, and locals alike, particularly around the Spruce Railroad Trail and the Lake Crescent Lodge, formerly the tavern, is where her ghost is seen, and that's where she worked in her lifetime. So with that first segment being told, I just want to tell you guys real quick that I'm so grateful for all my listeners. I hope you guys are doing great. And I just have one tiny request from some of y'all, if you would like to, of course. But if any of these locations that we talk about tonight is somewhere where you live close to or you have a story about, maybe a friend or a relative has a story that they would like to share, feel free to share it with us at Demimonde Paranormal, either through Anchor or through Facebook.com, where we have a private paranormal group where all stories are welcome. And I've got to say, y'all, before we go to Indiana for our next haunted location, I just want to tell you guys right now, each time I report a podcast, I always am sure to light a bunch of candles, you know, just to set the ambiance. And I thought tonight was the perfect night for a podcast because it's October, my favorite month. It's the season of spooky. And some nights are just better than others to tell ghost stories, let's be real here. But anyway, without any more jibber jabber, let's get started in Indiana. This is the Indiana Dunes National Park. Now, visitors to Indiana Dunes report seeing the ghost of Diana of the Dunes. She's also known as Alice Mabel Gray. And she's the reason these dunes are now protected lands. Now, Alice Mabel Gray was born in 1881. She attended college at age 16 and she received her bachelor's degree and a slew of honorable mentions in biology, math, and astronomy. All before women in the U.S. could even vote. So after picking up a master's degree in Germany, that's right, Germany, she came home to Chicago and got a job as a stenographer, and she hated the limitations of a 9-to-5 lifestyle, so she sought refuge at the Indiana Dunes. Now, at the age of 34, Alice left society behind and permanently moved into the lakeshore, living her own life in a run-down, abandoned shack. She studied the ecology of the dunes, riding and hiking and occasionally flogging naked in the waves. Now, sailors spotted her skinny dipping, and needless to say, this was caused an outrage at the time. And newspapers picked up her story, calling her a mermaid or the nympho of the dunes. And they also called her Diana of the Dunes, after the Roman goddess of wildlife. She used her newfound fame to talk about conservation and why the dunes should not be destroyed. Although she died of kidney failure before the area was protected as a national park site in 1966, Alice was a direct reason the land is protected. Now, this park today now honors her memory with Diana's Dare, a challenge to visit sites associated with Gray to see the park through her eyes. Our next location is Yellowstone National Park, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Now, Yellowstone's Old Faithful Inn is home to its share of ghost stories. From a young child crying in sneakers, who disappears when anybody tries to help him, into a sea merchant jostling door handles and peering into windows. Now, this next story I'm about to tell you guys is a little bit topsy-turvy, and some people believe it to be fake, and actually, in 1983, an assistant manager at the inn admitted to making the whole thing up. But since this story is shrouded in folklore in today's world, I'm going to include it. And tell me if you guys have ever heard this story. So, it's said that Yellowstone's Old Faithful Inn, the room 127, is said to be part of a bit of urban legend, as we said. It's said that in 1915, two newlyweds were violently arguing after the husband had gambled away all of their money. He fled the park and the bride wasn't seen for days. And according to the lore, the hotel staff finally found her in the bathtub without her head. Now, people claim to have seen the bride floating around the inn, crying and visibly very upset. So now, without saying, this story became extremely well known. But who's to say? Maybe there's some truth behind this little bit of fabrication. Alright, moving on to Mammoth Cave National Park in Kentucky. Before Mammoth Cave was protected by the National Park Service, it was privately owned, but it changed hands throughout the 1800s. Owners almost always suffered offered tours to the public. Now this was even during the Civil War. So, in 1839, a lawyer named John Croghan purchased the caves for $10,000 with an even bigger plan. He wanted to turn the caves into a tuberculosis sanatorium. Croghan believed that the cave environment would treat or even cure the disease, since ancient archaeological finds were incredibly well preserved in the cave's depths. Enslaved people built huts, and some of these huts, meaning two of these huts, even still exist today, where 13 patients planned to live for a year. Now, public tours occasionally crossed paths with the patients, and visitors would hear echoing coughs and stumble on gout patients in the hospital gowns, by lantern light. Initially, it did seem like air quality was helping the patients get better, but things quickly took a turn. 5 patients died, and the experiment was nixed. Visitors today recount hearing coughing and seeing the shuffling of apparitions of the former patients who weren't there to be cured. Our next location is the Pine Barrens in New Jersey. This is the New Jersey Pine Lands National Reserve in New Jersey, USA. This large wooded park is the country's first national reserve, protecting more than 1 million acres across 7 counties. And it's no wonder that dozens of rare plant and animal species make this place their home. One animal rumored to have lived in the park's vast patchwork of forests has captured the imagination of residents and visitors for 260 years. Now you guys may guess what this creature is that I'm talking about. So tell me, how many of you guys have ever heard of the famous Jersey Devil? Described as a flying creature with glowing eyes, the head of a dog, the face of a goat, it has bat wings and cloven hooves, and a forked tail. The Jersey Devil has allegedly appeared to dozens of people over the course of history. So this creature is believed to be the unwanted child, the unwanted 13th child of Mother Leeds. And according to those in the know, Mother Leeds, before the birth of her 13th child, declared that she wished the devil would take the child away after it was born. Now at birth, the child suddenly changed into the ugliest of creatures and flew into the vast darkness of the Pine Barrens. It is reported that the Jersey Devil inhabits an eerie and misty wetland in the region, venturing out into the woodlands at night seeking humans to scare away with his piercing screams and his even more grotesque appearance. People have drawn lots of pictures of the Jersey Devil. Many portray him with horns, a forked tail, and a body that is part man and mostly human, or is part man and mostly animal. The reason that there are so many versions of what he looks like is because people are too scared by his ugliness, apparently, that they run away quickly enough to escape, so they don't really get a great look at his features. I mean, who would want to look at something so truly terrifying? Now, newspaper articles in southern New Jersey tell about sights of the Jersey Devil. Reports of hearing his screams have even come from people in cities near the Pinelands. Some in New Jersey now think that the Jersey Devil is a protector of the Pine Barrens, who will not harm any humans who love his special area and try to protect it. Some believe he's not such a bad guy after all. Now we move on from New Jersey to Death Valley National Park in California, USA. Now this famously hot desert park has its share of foreboding landscapes. from Dante's View to Devil's Cornfield to Coffin Peak in the Funeral Mountains. You heard that right, the Funeral Mountains. The area also features more ghost towns than actual towns. In one particularly rough Old West mining settlement, a saloon owner by the name of Joe Hooch Simpson allegedly gunned down a banker in a drunken rage in 1908 to settle a $20 debt. The townspeople subsequently reformed a lynch mob and hanged him and then buried him, exhumed him, and then rehanged him for the benefit of a visiting reporter before the town doctor finally strangely beheaded him. Now, as the legend goes, Joe Hooch Simpson's headless ghost continues to haunt the area, although nothing remains of the town to this day. So basically, he just roams around Death Valley without a head. Our next famous area is known as Devil's Den in Gettysburg National Military Park in Pennsylvania, USA. So, as the story goes, in the summer of 1863, a small farming community became the site of the bloodiest battle in the Civil War. The fierce fighting turned farmlands into graveyards and churches into hospitals, leaving a staggering 51,000 soldiers dead, wounded, or missing after three intense days of fighting. Now, a barefoot Confederate ghost known as the Tennessean or the Hippie has appeared to numerous visitors at a rocky hill known as Devil's Den, where Union snipers fired on Confederate soldiers during the second day of the battle. His ghost is said to gesture toward a nearby stream and say, "What you're looking for is over there," before vanishing back into history. The Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona, USA, is reportedly home to a host of apparitions. The ghost of Fred Harvey, whose company managed the hotels and restaurants along that area of the railroad, occasionally appears at El Tovar in a long coat and black top hat, and also the ghost of a woman known as Wandering Woman searches for her husband and son who had died in a hiking accident. In the canyon, a worker was crushed by a boulder, and his spirit is said to haunt the site near Phantom Ranch, where he was buried. Eerie lights have been reported in Crash Canyon, where two passenger jets collided in 1956. Our next location takes us back to California for the Yosemite National Park. Now, this park was immortalized by the photographs of Ansel Adams, but it also has a few immortal ghosts as well. According to legend, a man hung himself in what was once Camp 6, and a young couple drowned in the Stoneman Bridge. Also, reports of ghostly Native Americans are said to linger among the pines. But for the densest area of this national park, paranormal activity seems to ramp up and venture up to the third floor of the Awani Hotel, located inside the park. The property serves as a National Naval Convalescence Hospital during World War II. This next location I'm going to include because it's an actual place that I myself had visited years ago. This is the Flight 93 Memorial site in Somerset, Pennsylvania. Now, on September 11th, 2001, Flight 93 crashed into a Pennsylvania field as its passengers fought for control of their hijacked plane. In the months after the crash, security guards had reported strange occurrences by hearing footsteps in and around the temporary trailer set up on the site. One security guard even have claimed to seen a ghostly woman in a blue baseball jersey near the front gate. He later identified her as one of the passengers on the flight. Our next location brings us to South Dakota for the Badlands National Park. Now, Badlands National Park has a kind of otherworldly feel to it. The park is full of colorful cliffs and formations. The park is even a treasure trove of prehistoric fossils, but a small area of the west edge of the park is known a little bit more for its more paranormal side than its fossils. Hikers in the Dog Watch Butte area often report seeing a lone female gesturing at them. When they approach the female, she opens her mouth and issues a shrill shriek that can be heard echoing throughout the area. Does that sound familiar? Between you and me, that kind of sounds like a banshee, doesn't it? Well, interestingly enough, early Irish settlers in this area called this apparition the Watchdog Banshee. If you guys have ever visited the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in both Tennessee and North Carolina, you may have heard this next apparition that we're about to talk about. The Great Smoky Mountains has its fair share of stories and legends, and it's home to numerous cemeteries and abandoned homesteads. Now, one of the most storied trails is the Norton Creek Trail on the North Carolina side of the park. This trail has two interconnected stories. Now, this comes from the Cherokee Indians and the legend of a woman named Spearfinger. Now, this is a woman whose skin was made out of stone and her fingers were as sharp as knives. She would lure unsuspecting children away from their villages. She would sing to them to sleep, but then she would cut out their livers. Now, a more modern tale tells of a settler whose daughter had disappeared. He went into the woods searching for his kid, but he was never seen again. Hikers to this day have reported seeing lights in the area that would guide them back to the trailhead. One can't help but wonder if the settler is trying to prevent Spearfinger from taking new victims. So just before we venture outside of the U.S., I want to take you guys to one more very haunted state park in America. And this is Potato Creek State Park in Indiana. Now, we know that Indiana has absolutely no shortage of state parks. There's a little something for everyone here, seeing from dunes to breathtaking beaches, incredible forests, and all that good stuff. But Potato Creek State Park is 12 miles southwest from South Bend, Indiana, and is named from the rich supply of potatoes grown in the creek's banks since the 1800s. It offers around 6 miles of hiking trails, but people don't usually come there for hiking. They come there for the stories and the spirits that roam the park of the grounds at night. Most commonly reported are the sounds of ghostly children screaming and thrashing about in the water of the parks. When these were heard, concerned civilians came to investigate, but they found absolutely nothing. It was widely believed that these grounds of the ghosts of drowned children were from the early frontier days, when survival into adulthood was way more perilous of a journey than it was today. It's also believed that the ghosts of these drowned children weren't the only spirits to lurk here in the park as well. Now, visitors have reported being followed by a strong presence, but upon turning, they only face the person behind them. They discover that nobody's there, or at least nobody that they can see. The sounds of a woman weeping nearby the lake is also heard as well. It is unknown how many people have died at Potato Creek State Park, but considering the land was a clashing point between both Native Americans and unwelcome European settlers for many, many years within the last century or so, it's not at all surprising that some tortured souls may still linger here. Now, other reports in the area include specters hiding in the trees. A visitor once who was hiking in the area will catch a glimpse of somebody peering at them from behind a tree. Someone vanishes as soon as the hiker looks directly at them. This seems quite common in the area, even for people who don't believe in ghosts. And just perfectly surprising enough, there is a cemetery on the grounds of Potato Creek State Park, and some of the graves belong to the earliest settlers to arrive in the area. And it's not uncommon for visitors to see people walking around the cemetery who disappear after several seconds of wandering aimlessly, only to reappear in the same place and replay at the same actions before several minutes or hours later. Some people have even reported being terrified out of their minds while exploring the graves because of an unseen hand had touched their hair or touched their face. There are even more stories of people who were chased out of the graveyard by something, not someone, but something, although when they look back, they felt that they were safe, and there was surprisingly nothing there. There has also been reported the voices of children echoing beyond the trees, and there is also the sounds of voices of seemingly their mothers calling out for them. So what do you guys think? Have you ever visited Potato Creek State Park? Our next location takes us to Pembrey Woods in Carmarthenshire, Wales. Pembrey Woods, just in southwest Wales, is an important site during World War I and World War II. The paranormal inclined have claimed to witness wandering and disembodied figures in the woods, associating with the soldiers who once served in the nearby abandoned bunkers. Also, in Wychwood Forest in Oxfordshire, England, visitors in Wychwood Forest have reported being touched by ghostly presences and have apparently seen a horse-drawn cart carrying a pair of weeping children. Now, this is a 500-acre woodlands, and it is the former hunting grounds. Folklore also attributes the death of Robert Dudley, the Earl of Leicester, to the phantom appearance of his wife, Amy Robsart, in the woods. Amy had died under suspicious circumstances after being found dead on the 8th of September in 1560 at the bottom of a flight of stairs. Robert Dudley died a week later after witnessing his wife's spirit, as the story goes. Epping Forest in Essex, England is said to be very haunted. The pollarded trees of Epping Forest have been cut since the Epping Forest Act in 1878, resulting in a distinctive distended appearance. The highwayman Dick Turpin hid inside Epping Forest in the 18th century, with no doubt drawn by its size and proximity to London. Turpin was executed in 1739 for his murder of a man in Epping Forest. In addition to his spirit, some paranormal enthusiasts claim that a dead Celtic soldier is also animated in the forest. Epping Forest's disquieting reputation has been elaborated in modern era with the discovery of multiple murder victims. Our next location is Ballyboley Forest in Antrim, North Ireland. Ballybolay Forest is regularly recalled as a site of ancient Druidic practices and ritual sacrifice. Tales of the Ballybolay Forest credit the woodland with tales of hooded figures and elven travelers' gazes. Now, thanks to some distinctive formations of stones and trenches that run through the plantation roadward, it has garnered quite the sinister reputation. Have you guys ever heard of the Black Forest in Germany? It is said that little sunlight breaks through the firs of the densely packed Black Forest, in which this is the setting of so many of the Brothers Grimm fairy tales. It's said that inside this, the darkness of the forest, headless horsemen mounted on white steeds can be seen. Also, the apparition of a king who kidnaps lone women to whisk them away to his underwater lair has been reported in folklore. Also, werewolves who come out in the full moon are just some of the myths surrounding this incredibly dark forest hidden in Germany. Our next location is the Dal Hill Forest, located in India. Around 18 miles from Darjeeling lies reportedly the most haunted hill station in India, where there's no shortage of paranormal activity. It's known for its beautiful orchid gardens and its vast teal plantations. The area is also plagued by the ghost of a headless young boy who wanders along a path that's been nicknamed Death Road. Local woodcutters say they experienced a red eye peering at them, while others tell stories of a woman dressed in gray haunting the woods. Our next location is the Blairdam Forest in Scotland. Now, the Blairdam Forest, which back in the Victorian era was home to many coal mines and a mining town. Visitors in these woods report strange phenomena, such as feeling inexplicably agitated or noticing their pets even seem spooked. Living nearby did not stop the Wilson family from enjoying a hike and a picnic in 2008, but they were stopped cold in their tracks when they left and examined photographs they'd taken of the Wilson children. A sinister-looking Victorian clothing-clad figure was clearly visible lurking among the trees. Our next and final forest to visit is the Smolensk Forest in Russia. In 1943, at the height of World War I, German troops invaded the Smolensk Forest and discovered a mass grave containing thousands upon thousands of dead Polish soldiers, with an estimate of 20,000 soldiers. Ultimately, it was determined they'd been massacred on Joseph Stalin's orders. If the presence of 20,000 lost souls wasn't enough to frighten people away, then the tragic plane crash that took place there in 2010, which killed 96 Polish political, military, and business leaders, hammered the nail into the coffin, so to speak. And that's it for tonight's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And please join me for the outro. Thanks you guys for listening to Dummy Mond Paranormal. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And please join me next time for an all new episode on all things creepy, terrifying, horrifying, and altogether mysteriously eerie. Once again, I'm Tori from Dummy Mond Paranormal. Hope to see you guys real soon. And if you haven't already, please consider becoming a member of Dummy Mond Paranormal on Facebook.com, a private supernatural group which covers and welcomes all things paranormal. This includes your own stories that you would like to share with other people to either learn something new or gather new information, maybe to even gather other people's opinions. And with that being said, I wish you guys a good night. Stay safe, make good choices, and as always, stay spooky.